Science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to ThinkWorks, the podcast for people who like to think, because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. Now, over the last few months, we've explained a whole range of different ideas. We've looked at identity and habits. We've looked at systems, resistance, productive friction, quiet progress, different perspectives, decision making. And at first glance, they might all seem like separate topics and useful ideas, but I want to show you something. They're actually all part of the same pattern. And once you see that pattern, it's difficult to unsee it. Now, there is a reason why humans love isolated solutions. Because we live in a world that loves quick fixes. If you want to be more productive, here's an app. Want to be happier? Here's a morning routine. And want to become successful? Wake up at 5. The problem isn't that these things never work. The problem is that they often treat symptoms rather than systems. They ask, what should I do? When actually the better question is, how am I designed? Because your results usually emerge from the systems you're living inside. So the first piece that we talked about, if you remember, was identity lag. It's the strange experience of making progress while still feeling like the old version of yourself. And many people can stop here because they assume that they're failing. In reality, they're simply waiting for their identity to catch up with their behavior. That's important because it teaches us something fundamental. Change doesn't begin with belief, it begins with action. And the identity follows once you've started to take those actions, but there is a bit of a lag. Now, the second piece in this is quiet systems, because action alone, as we've shown, isn't enough. Motivation will fade if you just rely on action to get you through the day. Life gets busy, energy fluctuates, and that's where these quiet systems come in. They're not dramatic. They're not routines that are going to be epic and really kind of something you can jump up and down and shout about. They're not impossible schedules. They're simple structures that continue working on the days when enthusiasm has disappeared. Because real change isn't built on extraordinary days, it's built on ordinary ones. Now, the third piece in all that is the idea of productive friction. This is the biggest shift in perspective so far, because most people see resistance as evidence that they're on the wrong path. But what if some resistance is actually information? What if friction isn't stopping you, it's actually teaching you? So that difficult conversation, the failed experiment, the unexpected criticism, the problem that refuses to disappear. Oh, that's the one that gets me every time. And sometimes, however, these aren't obstacles, they're maps, and they show us exactly where growth is waiting. So let's step back. Identity lag, quiet systems, productive friction. At first they sound unrelated, but they're actually describing three stages of the same process. First, you begin changing before you believe you've changed. That's identity lag. Then you create systems that allow a new version of you to keep showing up. That's quiet systems. And then the systems encounter reality and they meet resistance. But instead of abandoning them, you refine them instead. And that becomes productive friction. It's a cycle, not a checklist. Now, this leads us nicely into this idea of the U2.0 pattern. My book, U2.0, Build Yourself Better. All those ideas have kind of sprung from that book. So here's the pattern we've really been exploring. Notice, design, adapt. Notice where you are, design better systems, adapt when reality pushes back. Repeat again and again. Magic formula, if you want one, that is it. It's just notice, design, adapt, repeat. And once you get the hang of that, over time, something remarkable happens. You stop trying to become a different person. Instead, you become someone who continuously improves the systems around your life. And that's a very different way of thinking. So if we look at the bigger picture in all that, then what's interesting is that this pattern doesn't just apply to personal development. It applies to organizations, it applies to relationships, it applies to leadership, creativity, health, learning. Even the way that societies evolve, everything is a system and everything receives feedback, and everything should learn to adapt, or it declines. It's that old adapt or die principle that you heard in the 80s a lot. Actually, there's a germ of truth in that. You need to keep adapting and growing, because if you're not growing, you're standing still. And effectively, if you're standing still, you're falling behind. And that's the thing that a lot of people have the problem mentally adjusting to. And that's why these ideas all connect. They're not really productivity tips. They're principles, and principles travel well. So where do we go next then, given all that? So this episode really marks the end of one chapter, but not the end of the conversation. Because once you start seeing systems, you start seeing them everywhere. In organizations, in media, in technology, in education, in politics, even in yourself. The question is no longer then, how do I improve? The question becomes, what systems keep creating this outcome? And that's a much more interesting question. So I'd like to leave you with one thought today. It's this: you don't need a completely different life, you need a better pattern, one that recognizes that change takes time, one that doesn't depend on motivation alone, and one that learns from resistance instead of fearing it. Identity lag, quiet systems, productive friction. Separate ideas, but one philosophy, and perhaps the beginning of your own U2.0, the point where you start to build yourself better. Now, as always, there's a corresponding post for this episode. If you go to darreninform.com/community, you'll see the three doors. You click on the ThinkWorks recent door, that'll take you to the latest post. And you can come and ask questions on what you've heard there, or make your own comments and suggestions for improvements in the way that patterns are used by people. Just help everyone out. That's the whole point of ThinkWorks. It's about asking questions and coming to the aid of other people that have started to ask questions but don't really know or haven't got the experiences yet to work their way through certain issues and problems and challenges. And I'd love it if you could come and join in the conversation. I get comments made, not necessarily in the forum, which is great that when people message me and email me and what have you, but I just wish people would come into the forum, into the community group, and actually make some comments and engage in a conversation there for the wider audience to see. Maybe one of you could be brave enough to do that. That would be fantastic. But as I say, the key thing is to keep asking questions, and I don't mind how you do it, just keep asking questions. That's all ThinkWorks is really about. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. And as I say, it's a crazy world out there. It's getting crazier by the day, it seems. The only way we're going to pull things back is if we start asking questions of the powers that be and challenging them for what they are doing. So until next time, take care. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to ThinkWorks. Don't forget you can join in the conversation by visiting darreninform.com/community and finding the corresponding post for this episode. You've been listening to ThinkWorks, a podcast for thinkers.